Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1513, air date October 31st, 2024.
Hello, everyone. My name is Baza Nega. I'm a proud leader in the Truth, Freedom, and Health movement. Today, we are excited to bring to you a citizens discussion forum with our incredible warrior scholars from the state of Florida. Welcome to all our amazing participants, Andrew, Lori, Sean, Blake, and Jenny. The purpose of today's forum is to hear from real people, regular, hardworking individuals just like you. This isn't about elites or celebrities. It's about inspiring others through our Bottoms Up movement, powered by everyday working people from around the world. I'll ask our warrior scholars from Florida a series of questions to learn more about them. So first, we'll start with Andrew. Can you share your journey with us, who you are and where you're from?
Hey, Bazin. Absolutely. So I live in St. Petersburg, Florida. Originally, I'm from Massachusetts, grew up there, born and raised. I moved down here about 3 years ago now, during COVID, actually during the pandemic. I'm a software solutions architect at a major IT company. I'm also a leader here in the state of Florida for the Truth, Freedom, Health movement. That's pretty much it. That keeps me really busy between working full time and trying to do as much as I can for this movement. So that's all there is for me, Bazin.
Awesome. Thank you, Andrew. And we'll move on to our next warrior scholar. We'll move on to Lori. Same question. Can you share your journey with us, who you are and where you're from? Oh, you're muted, Lori.
I'm originally from Ohio and I live in Port Richey, Florida. In my past life, I was in system testing and now I work on a farm and I love having that variety of different things to do and I love being outdoors.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing, Lori. And we'll move on to Jenny next. Same question. Can you share your journey with us, who you are and where you're from?
Hi, thank you for having me tonight. I am actually originally from Michigan, and I graduated from Michigan State University as a Eastern Culture, Philosophy, and Japanese major. And so I was immediately turned on to Dr. Shiva and Truth, Freedom, Health through my own personal journey and studying in that specific arena. And now I've been in Ponte Vedra area, Jacksonville area for about 25 years now.
Awesome. And Trey's pulling up her location on the map. We like to learn some geography for each state here. Thank you so much, Jenny. We'll move on to, Sean next. Same question. Can you share your journey with us, who you are and where you're from?
Hi, thank you. My name's Sean. I live in Lady Lake, Florida, in the Villages area. Originally, I went to my childhood. I grew up in Massachusetts. My mom got remarried and I moved to Maine. So I went to high school there and then I moved back to Florida. But I've been in Florida most of my life. The movement, I came across Dr. Shiva.
We'll get to that in the next question. Yeah, like how everyone found the movement and all that.
No worries.
Awesome. Thank you, Sean. We'll move on to Blake next. Same question for you. Can you share your journey with us, who you are and where you're from?
Yeah, so my name is Blake Hensley. I'm from Pensacola, Florida. My journey here all started with watching, listening to different journalists on the internet, and I came across Dr. Shiva. Really wanted to be part of this movement because of, I think, the health aspect of it. I was dealing with a lot of stuff with my health, unhealthy lifestyle, and this really helped me.
Okay, and where do you come from? Like, are you from Florida? Did you come from somewhere else? Where'd you grow up? You know, what do you do for a living?
Yeah, so I lived here my whole life, Pensacola, Florida, 23 years. Right now, I do delivery for different 1099 companies like that. But I just work different jobs, you know, experience different skill sets and learned a lot of things through my journey.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Blake.
Thank you.
And we'll move on to Anthony. Same question. Can you share your journey with us, who you are and where you're from?
Hello. How's my audio?
Oh, it's good.
My name's Anthony. I'm from Connecticut originally. I'm a merchant marine engineer. I've lived all four corners of the country and settled in Jacksonville, Florida 5 years ago. And I'm married now with a young child. We settled in St. Augustine, Florida. Yeah,
awesome.
Beautiful town, St. Augustine, Florida. I encourage everybody to come visit. It's a great place. You'll find me handing out cards and flyers for Truth, Freedom, and Health. And a lot of happy people, a good energy there. And I've met some of the local Truth, Freedom, Health people in Northeast Florida. I'm looking forward to getting out more towards where Sean is. But right now, I'm in that part of Florida, and I'm happy. I think I'm going to continue to stay here.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Anthony. And as everyone can see, everyone's a hardworking person, working class person living in the state of Florida. And now we want to learn, how did all of you come to find the movement and what motivated you to join? So we'll start again with Andrew. How did you first get involved with Truth Freedom Health? What motivated you to join and why are you a part of the movement?
Yeah, so I joined the Truth Freedom Health movement in October of last year. So it's been about 1 year since I joined. Immediately signed up as a warrior scholar as soon as I found out, you know, what the program was about and what, you know, what Dr. Shiva is building here with the movement. As far as how I came, you know, to discover Dr. Shiva, being from Massachusetts, I was aware of him and his run for Senate. Now, it's a big regret of mine that I didn't get more involved earlier. I guess I was kind of in that phase of sort of cynicism and maybe even like some nihilism. This was during the pandemic. And of course, Dr. Shiva did incredible work during that time period, really sharing the truth during one of the most pivotal times of our country. And health freedom is something that I'm passionate about. And that's the reason why I moved down here to Florida from Massachusetts. And part of why I moved down here was for community. You know, I felt that a lot of people who are interested in health freedom were congregating in the state, you know, for better or for worse. I think it's for better. And I wanted to start to build a network and a community of people. And so that if anything, any type of crisis happens again, that we have a support network and that we are, you know, moving forward positively to speak the truth and to not be afraid of that. And Dr. Shiva really motivated me and gave me, you know, sort of gave me the passion and inspired me to actually get off my butt and do something. You know, and that's really what resonated the most with me was listening to one of his interviews. It was actually happened to be with Jim Lee, and it was about climate change. And Dr. Shiva was breaking down the science and sort of the lack of science that is sort of bandied about in the mainstream about this particular topic. But what really resonated with me was when he started to talk about the Truth Freedom Health movement, his run for president, what that means in terms of everyone, each and every one of us individually, kind of looking deep inside of ourselves and asking, you know, what is it that we're doing? What actions are we taking? Not just to improve our own personal circumstances, but thinking more as a community and as a movement, how can we expand that sphere of influence larger, you know, start to raise the consciousness of our communities? These types of ideas really resonate with me. And I realized kind of doing some soul searching that sort of my nihilistic attitude was leading me nowhere. And having Dr. Shiva and the movement has meant the world to me over the past year. So that really sort of characterizes my involvement and why I was brought to the movement. You know, I've seen movements come and go throughout the years, and I've seen how much censorship there is and how much, you know, media control that there is. And I've seen all of those movements get co-opted at the end. So to be involved with Dr. Shiva and the Truth, Freedom, Health movement, you know, a man who I know for a fact is a man of great integrity, you know, that's what brought me here, and it's been nothing but amazing ever since.
That's very, very inspiring, Andrew. Yeah, I mean, Dr. Shiva calls on us to get on the ground and build a movement ourselves, and it's very empowering. You know, it helps you avoid that nihilism when you, the power is in you. You have to get on the ground and start building a movement. It empowers you to do something to make change. So that was really inspiring. Thank you so much, Andrew. We'll move on to Lori, the same question for you. How did you first get involved with Truth, Freedom, Health? What motivated you to join, and why are you a part of this?
I first heard about Dr. Shiva when he was talking about his website, Win Back Freedom. And I started listening to him and listening to his anthem video. And probably it took me a while to really get it. And when I heard him talk about the S-curve and self-organizing systems and phase transition, then it all really started coming together for me. And I really started to understand that anthem video. And then when he said that he was going to run for president, I jumped on board and said, let's make this happen. And I remember talking to Crystal a year ago saying, oh, I get it. But now a year later, I think I get it even more because I've gone through the and taken the course, the foundation of systems. So probably in a year from now, I'll get it even more.
That's awesome. Thank you, Lori. And yeah, the system science course, often you need to take it multiple times to really understand the concepts. It's not just a one-time thing. And everyone is highly encouraged to take the course. You can become a warrior scholar at truthfreedomandhealth.com. You know, no one else is teaching system science. No other presidential candidate is encouraging the public to learn the science of systems to build a bottoms-up movement. So go to truthfreedomandhealth.com and do become a warrior scholar to learn those principles. We'll move on to Jenny next. Same question for you. How did you first get involved with Truth, Freedom, Health? What motivated you to join, and why are you a part of this?
Well, for me, I had the opportunity to interact with Dr. Shiva before Truth, Freedom, and Health was at its inception. And I had reached out to him because some of his videos had gotten in my path, so to speak, by not very good gatekeepers of YouTube. And I'm very grateful for that. From my background in holistic health and wellness, his material was very, very compelling. And I could really interpret it in the way that I had learned. Also, my yoga therapy and other holistic health and wellness and immunology courses that I'd taken throughout my path and my journey in a private practice. And I called him. I just picked up the phone and reached out to him, private messaged him on Twitter, and he called me back. And I remember sitting at my kitchen table, and he spoke to me for over an hour. And he was very concerned that I was a mother and that I had children that I was concerned about their health and well-being. And the form of activism that I'd been taking for many, many years, he didn't say this directly to me at the time, but he probably knew that I was, in a camp, and I was probably being corralled by opportunists and grifters. And he decided to come down to Florida and go to the Capitol with us. And he identified right away for us who was taking action and who was sincere, who was telling the truth at the right time, and who was not. And that was the I'll never forget where I was sitting that day when he told me, he always tells the truth. Always. It's always the truth at the right time, because if you don't tell the truth at the right time, then you extend suffering, and delayed truth is very deadly. And he explained to me through his book, Systems and Revolution, what systems thinking was and is, and his idea for what true freedom health would come to be. And from that, we've just always maintained a great friendship, and I have just so much respect for him. And he always does the right thing at the right time, regardless of whether it's popular or not. And I could really relate to that. And so I just really feel honored to be able to be a part of the movement and support and serve my community with this wonderful information. It's really a gift to humanity. So that's my journey, and it's where I am and it's where I'll be headed.
Wow, that's an incredible story, Jenny. There's no other candidate that makes themselves so open to talk to the general public. You can speak to Dr. Shiva every Thursday at a town hall, and you can talk to him directly. You can ask him questions. And yeah, delayed truth is deadly. I mean, you have all these grifters that supported the lockdowns in 2020, but you know, now they want to say, oh, they were all bad, and you know, the vaccines are bad. Well, they weren't talking about these issues when it mattered at the right time. And Dr. Shiva tells the truth at the right time. And that's absolutely critical. So we'll move on to Sean next. Same question. How did you first get involved with Truth Freedom Health? What motivated you to join, and why are you a part of this? Oh, you're muted, Sean.
Yeah, I apologize. I forgot to mention, by the way, I'm an assistant golf course superintendent, and we're all working people. Mention what we do. But I work in the villages on a Mallory Hill golf course. But yeah, I first came across Dr. Shiva. Honestly, I voted for Trump, and everybody, you know, everybody knows how stupid, you know, Biden is, and thought the election was stolen, yada, yada, yada. Well, I went and watched that symposium that the pillow guy had, and lo and behold, this Dr. Shiva guy, I don't know how I happened to be watching when he was on there, but I saw him, and I didn't see the part, I must have had to go to work or something, and I didn't see the part where he was telling how to join his movement, because for sure would have at least checked it out. But a couple years went by and I didn't even hear anything of him after that. And I kind of forgot about him. So another podcaster, like a few years later, about a little over a year ago, had him on, and he started talking about the Shatter the Swarm video. And that was what really, you know, I instantly just searched shatterthestorm.com. After I listened to everything he said in that podcaster, I was like, dude, this guy knows. Everything he's saying makes sense. So I went to the Shatter the Swarm, and that I was sold on that. And you know, Bonnie called me. I did the volunteer thing, so I got involved. I helped gather signatures all summer, and pretty much been handing out these little save yourself. I mean, everybody's got these now. We're just handing them out like crazy. I've been going, just putting them in cars. Little windows, you know, and just it'll help spread the met. If he's not on TV, how else are we going to do it? Future is offline. I know he keeps pushing that, and that it's true. If we want an actual bottoms up candidate, it's got to be offline, because they have literally hijacked the internet. All the social media is corrupt. Is co-opted by them right now. So we got to go offline.
Awesome.
Was there anything else? I don't think I covered everything I was supposed to cover, right?
Oh, yeah. That was great. Thank you, Sean. And thank you for getting involved and getting on the ground. And we'll move on to Blake next. Same question. How did you first get involved with Truth Freedom Health? What motivated you to join and why are you a part of this?
Yeah, so what first got me part of the movement was back in 2023 when he was on Anomaly's live stream, or somebody's live stream, back in 2023. He was on other live streams back when I was working at a warehouse. You know, I would just listen to all kinds of different information, you know, on YouTube. And then here comes somebody I'm listening to, you know, have Shiva on stream. I'm like, this guy's very interesting. He's discussing cytosol and real solutions for people, something I've never heard of from mainstream grifters and people, you know, on TV, even people in my family as well that have, you know, knowledge of this whole space, that they weren't able to give me the right solution for myself. It's always, you know, listening to the experts or listening to this person. If not, then you're just lost. It's going through a lot of health issues too. And I came across the Systems Health, and then I had people in the movement like Emily help me out, who really changed my life, going through the Systems Protocol, understanding the foundations of my body, just myself and everything in life and how everything operates. Taking the Systems course as well, really upgraded my life. I'm doing more, you know, handing out cards every day, getting out there, standing in front of businesses and asking for signatures was, you know, a big change in my life. And yeah, just going to turn those signatures in, it really just showed, like, even though I didn't get, you know, hundreds of thousands of signatures, I still went out there and did something for a change. It's not about, oh, you got to get the right perfect, you know, answer and solution right away. It's you do something step by step, and then you will, you know, come at the right time. So being part of this movement really helped me out, and it's really life changing. I'm glad to be part of it and do more with it.
Awesome. Thank you, Blake. And, yeah, thank you for getting involved and thank you for getting on the ground. And Anthony, same question. What motivated you? How did you first get involved with Truth Freedom Health? What motivated you to join and why are you a part of this?
Well, I had a very similar story as Andrew. I had a dark worldview and becoming a little pessimistic. But a few years ago, I heard this highly intelligent man breaking down the rampant censorship protocol that was happening, and he had a very interesting story with the backdoor portal to the government. We're all familiar with that protocol that went all the way to the Supreme Court. So I've looked into that a little bit, and I was skeptical. Maybe he was controlled opposition, like, you know, the usual not so obvious establishment. But stumbled on Truth Freedom Health. And Dr. Shiva embodied everything that I've been learning in my last 20 years. I'm 39 years old now. I have a family, and I've come to, you know, the realization that, you know, McDonald's and these processed foods are poison. Health matters. And, you know, the political structure and the financial oligarchs, he has so much wisdom. And I like the blueprint that he put out there with the Warrior Scholar program. So I did it, and I'm getting ready to do it again. I took it pretty early on, and he's constantly updating it and putting more criteria in there. So Sean and I are going to go through it. I'm going to go through it a second time and pick up some of the new material. And it's a good refresher too, because it's very powerful stuff. The system science, it's applicable to everything, and it helped me a lot. So I got involved. I became an electorate. I did most of my groundwork here in Cape Canaveral, Florida. I'm working at the SpaceX facility, so I get to talk to some interesting people there and pick their brains and insight and influence people. And it's been very beneficial to me. I've met great people. And it's very hard to function sometimes in mainstream society when we have these walls that go up with the political divide and political correctness and all of these manipulation tactics that are here. So it brought me together with other people that had that in common. The blueprint itself, his Truth, Freedom, Health movement, and the program is so beneficial because it helps, it promotes growth and momentum, and that's really what we need. And his energy levels are through the roof. He's constantly out there doing the, like you said, the town halls. I've tried to frequent as many as I could. I always get something out of it. He always has a good presentation. So I guess you'd say, became a fan of him, and it's impacted me for the better.
That's absolutely inspiring, Anthony. Thank you so much. And we'll close out with our final question for everybody. You know, what role do you currently play in the Bottoms Up movement? Can you tell us about your accomplishments and how you're making a difference? We'll start with you, Andrew.
Sure. So, you know, the very first thing I did was get a bumper sticker. So everybody should be doing that. Put that on my car right away. Then I signed up as a Warrior Scholar, went through the Foundation of Systems courses, you know, learned about your body, your system, and kind of really sort of immersed myself in that content. And it's very deep content. So it's, as everyone says, you can't just go through it once. It's something you want to go through and contemplate. So that's sort of the foundation of learning the theory. And then where, you know, where the rubber hits the road is applying that on the ground. And that's where I probably experienced the most growth personally. But just to talk about my role in the movement before we get into some of that growth and some of my goals. So I'm a leader for Florida, as well as, you know, Bonnie is a leader. She wasn't able to make it. Jenny, you know, we've got a great team here. You know, I just want to shout out Bonnie. She did a ton of tremendous work organizing us throughout the last year, getting on the ground. She was incredible at signature collecting and at organizing and getting people on meetings, daily check-ins. So just fantastic work by her. And I just want to salute her and recognize her for that. But back to my role, in addition to sort of like trying to step into a leadership role and be part of the leadership and training program, which is another amazing benefit of being part of this movement, is, you know, we get to be mentored by amazing, incredible people, not just Dr. Shiva, but the other leaders, Crystal. I could run down the entire list, right? We work with so many great people. But being in that leadership and training program has been a great experience, giving me a lot of opportunities to work with other people and to take part in different projects. It's really whatever you can give to this movement, you're going to get it back. And it really just empowers you to take part, whatever skill sets you can bring to the table. So for me in particular, coming from a technology background, you know, bit of a jack of all trades, don't really have a specialty, so to speak, but I had an interest in learning media, and Dr. Shiva's message is so powerful that I just wanted to try to get it out there as much as I can and be a part of that. So he was taking volunteers for the media team. And so I signed up for that early on and started meeting with that team regularly. And we went through an evolution process. We're a bottoms up movement. So everything that we're doing is, you know, from volunteers and working people. And I got to sort of work with a global team. So we had a guy, JT, in Australia, who's doing fantastic work for the media team, Sam in Virginia, a number of individuals in India, Prama and Dilip and Raja have been tremendously helpful to me working with them, as well as Matt, who's a volunteer I worked with significantly throughout the beginning portions of joining the movement. So anyway, all that's to say that being part of a media team and helping to work with a global team to produce content, you know, we had a lot of ups and downs. We had to kind of build out our own processes and deal with a lot of disturbances, right? And kind of leveraging our systems knowledge to work through that. So it's a work in progress or work in process, but I'm really excited to be a part of that. Now, moving on to some of the on-the-ground work that I've done, where I've kind of seen a lot of personal growth. You know, for me, working in IT, kind of sitting behind a computer, I do interface with customers. So it's something that, you know, I'm used to talking to people and trying to be personable. But I'm not really an extroverted person. I'm not the type of person to really approach people in a public setting. So having to do that, you know, really forced myself to learn the techniques, understand what it is we're trying to accomplish, whether it's collecting signatures, which is a numbers game, you know, getting the messaging, really projecting a positive attitude, and learning just by going, by taking action on the ground. It sounds, you know, it sounds like maybe I'm making this up, like, oh, you won't realize what you're going to experience until you experience it. But it's true, actually. I, you know, I lived it, and I can say going through that experience did change me for the better. I had the opportunity to travel to Massachusetts, and that's where I got to meet you, Bazin. So that was one of the great experiences of this movement so far, was getting to really put a push for Massachusetts to get to hit our signature requirement. And so we had a team, you know, we all congregated from all across the country and really showed what we could accomplish when we put our heads to it. And when, you know, that's where I really dedicated myself to getting out of my comfort zone. And I was able to collect, you know, 450 signatures in about a week, which for me was a tremendous improvement, because it was something I really struggled with early on. What I learned from that experience, you know, the positivity that we get from people, from the common working person, is very inspiring. It feels scary when you're out there, but it's actually pretty amazing, because you'll get compliments. People will say, you know, we need more people like you. It's incredible what you're doing. It's really great, because what you understand is that we're all people, right? And we've all been, a lot of us have been misled, because we live in a, you know, a time of deception, or however you want to put it. But at the end of the day, we can come together, and we are people. We're all the same people, from, you know, outside of the sort of elite parasite class, if you will. Outside of them, the NSOE, we can come together and we can make a difference. And that's what I learned. And as far as goals moving forward, and I know I'm rambling here, so I'll try to wrap it up. What I'm going to try to do is just continue to leverage my skill set to help the movement as much as I can, continue to learn. And what's most important to me is community. That's why I joined the movement. And so I had opportunity to work with Sean in person. I met him in the villages over the weekends. We handed out, I don't know, quite, you know, several hundred cards. We hit up every golf cart and every car in a large radius. So that was a lot of fun. And being able to meet up with Lori in person, and Bonnie, I hope to meet everyone here in person eventually. We do live in a big state. So that's part of what I want to focus on, is, you know, maybe organizing some meetups for us, getting us together more as a community as best we can in such a large state, and then continuing to work on the media team and helping to deliver content and just improve my skills there. So thanks, Bazin.
That's incredible, Andrew, taking on a leadership role, getting on the ground, you know, actually talking to people, collecting signatures. You helped out in Massachusetts. You're organizing people in your state, helped out with the media team. That's an incredible amount of work. Thank you, Andrew, for all the work you've done. And we'll move on to Lori next. Same question. What role do you currently play in the Truth Freedom Health movement? Can you tell us about your accomplishments and how you're making a difference?
Yes, I started off right away. I got a bumper sticker. I helped with gathering signatures to get Dr. Shiva on the ballot. I helped get those signatures to the supervisors of election. I've been putting up yard signs, which is fun, because then you can see, you know, the places where they stay, and some places they get taken down, but I've got some good places where they've stayed for months. So that has made me happy. I am a presidential elector, and I am going through the Foundations of Systems course for the second time. And I am going to be voting for Dr. Shiva on November 5th.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for your work, Lori. And we'll move on to Jenny next. Same question. What role do you currently play in Truth Freedom Health? Can you tell us about your accomplishments and how you're making a difference?
Okay. Well, prior to my, you know, role in the presidential campaign, I did take the opportunity to be one of the first members to take the systems warrior scholar class. It's evolved over time. I've taken it many times, and from what everyone else's experience has been, you learn so much every time that you take it. All that the information and education that's available through these multiple platforms has been life-changing. I had the opportunity to travel up to Boston, to first time that I had ever been to Massachusetts, to participate in the first immunology course, which explains that our medicines and things that are in our pharmaceutical industry are based on a two-part immune system theory. It's very many decades old. So that was really amazing. I did that online as well. And I've continued to learn. And also what I love about the learning and this all of these wonderful platforms with Truth, Freedom, and Health is we get access to our community. As we go through the leadership program, Andrew talked about community. And I think many of us, and also watching all of Dr. Shiva's videos and what he did with the blue zones, and just so much that we've learned about how our health really relies on our community. And we need each other. We need to bring everyone's consciousness levels up to just a level of awareness that our lives are not destined to be in a certain camp, that we have much more human potential. And leading all that into this presidential campaign, in terms of potential, it really has been a platform that's allowed all of us to come together very cohesively. And I was asked to be an elector and to provide regional support. I did, of course, I've had a bumper sticker right when they were available. And also, not only did I collect signatures in the state of Florida, but I also flew up to Mississippi. I had a family trip that was canceled. And so Boston got to participate in that as well. And, you know, it's really something, like everyone is saying, to get on the ground and do things that you are, you know, you just learn. You really learn. You have the support, but you, in the movement, you learn the law as well. And if you don't exercise your rights, then they will be taken from you. So we have to assert ourselves and do things that we're in many ways are uncomfortable with. But when you learn the science of systems, really anything is possible. So I enjoy serving and being a part of my community, because if we don't do it, then we'll be left to the propaganda, and the future is offline. And like also that many of you have said, that when we're in the streets, what we're giving people is hope. People say to me, what am I supposed to do? I think like you, I know this is going on. How do we solve this? But we can give them answers and give them hope and bring them to save themselves. That's really what we're doing, is we learn, we teach, and we serve. And we do that over and over and over again every single day. And it's very rewarding. I love it.
Absolutely inspiring. Thank you so much, Jenny. And thank you for your work. We'll move on to Sean next. Same question. What role do you currently play in the movement? Can you tell us about your accomplishments and how you're making a difference?
So I'm just on the ground handing out those save yourself cards, shatter your swarm. Or shatter the swarm video QR codes on the back. I mean, like Jenny just said, like I said before, future's offline. So just gotta keep handing those out. I collected signatures over the summer. I kind of wish I would have collected a little more, but I almost got to 200. But the real push now is just getting his message out there and teaching people to use the science of systems to relate it to everyday life. I just signed up. I actually was doing on the ground stuff before I even did the get off the, I don't know if that get off the plantation thing is fairly new, but I completed that and I just signed up to be a warrior scholar. So I'm almost done with the Systems and Revolutions book. And once I'm done with that, I got a little bit of section of the back of it left to read, and then I'll start the Systems Revolution program. But yeah, as far as the health aspect of everything too, I mean, there really is nobody, there's nobody that I would want to put my faith in as far as teaching people how to be healthy. I mean, I've heard this man, Dr. Shiva, like, it's, I know we're not, I don't want to bring up people, but it's actually his podcast. He invited her on. It was Marla, you know, Trump's ex-wife. She was, you know, I thought that was such a fascinating interview because it was during COVID, like during the heat of everything. And he's just giving people eye-opening information that as an immune system scientist, there was no other scientists out there saying that kind of stuff. You know, they waited, they were a couple years later, and people are just duped into believing in them for some reason. It's just when you got this guy over here, Dr. Shiva, that was screaming from the rooftops for people to just do the right thing. And the people that did what he said, obviously their testimonials are proof that he's not full of crap and these other grifters are. So, I mean, I don't want to keep going on about that, but I don't know. What was the next question? I think.
Oh, no, that's it. Thank you so much, Sean, for your work. And I should point out that, you know, Florida gets a lot of views for Shatter the Swarm. So you guys are doing a good job with handing out cards. You're doing a lot of work there, all of you. And we'll move on to Blake next. What role do you currently play in the movement? Can you tell us about your accomplishments and how you're making a difference?
Yeah, so my current role right now is mainly handing out the cards, going door to door. I feel like a salesperson, you know, going door to door, but you know, I'm just there to spread the word, give out very valuable information. I've been stopped time and time by strangers in their neighborhoods and ask me, you know, what I'm selling. And I tell them, I'm not selling anything. You know, this is very valuable information for you and your family. And, you know, this could really make a difference. Other accomplishments of mine, I would say, I mentioned getting the signatures, going out in front of businesses and asking strangers, having conversations with strangers, and even people I know, friends and family, discussing politics and things like that with them, health, just the whole realm of our human experience and, you know, what we're here and why we're here and what we're supposed to do. And just really understanding where people are coming from is really, really life-changing as well. I love handing out the cards. That's my main role right now. It's a big accomplishment for me, and I love doing it. Can't wait to move on to more things in this movement and build.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your work, Blake. And finally, Anthony, last question. What role do you currently play in the movement? Can you tell us about your accomplishments and how you're making a difference?
This year, I completed the Warrior Scholar Program, immediately got involved in the presidential campaigning with collecting signatures. I'm a presidential electorate with the group, and collected a lot of signatures in Brevard County all the way from Cape Canaveral when I'm working. Like now I'm on a boat. When we're at Pierside after work, I was hitting the beach and collecting signatures. And I transitioned to handing out cards. I liked the Shadow of the Swarm card. Now, Andrew sent me a huge box that I'm determined to get out before November 3rd. And it's going pretty well. Thank you, Andrew, for that. I have tons of ammunition now. Next year, I'm getting ready to go through the program again. Like I mentioned earlier, I'm gonna master the program so I can teach, because that's the blueprint. That's like Andrew said, actions is what's gonna break this slave grid, and we have to teach others, because we are realistically we're far less than 3% of people that aren't manipulated by just regular techniques, just regular politics and just having to work for money and all that. So, you know, when you put the effort in and do the action, a lot of benefits come from it. A lot of better experience comes from it. And we're making an impact. So I'm just going to keep going forward with that next year. I hope to release a presentation that I'm making as part of another group, but it's in line with Truth, Freedom, Health. I'm going to tailor it. It's on prepared parenthood in opposition to the Planned Parenthood abortion infrastructure that we have all over the world, because I think proper parenting is a huge solution to the problems that we have in this world. Granted, it will take 10 or 20 years for it to start working. That's where we got to begin. So I'm going to be hopefully teaching in some form with Truth, Freedom, and Health next year.
Okay, thank you so much, Anthony. Everyone, thank you for your work. Thank you for your dedication. Thank you to all our warrior scholars for sharing their stories and inspiring others today. And thank you, everyone, for supporting Shiva for President. To take the next steps, please visit shatterthesworm.com to find out how the few control the many. You know, it's a 15-minute video that really gives, that really teaches you how the swarm uses system science to exploit us and demoralize us. And it presents what the solution is, which is a bottoms-up movement. Sign up for our free Get Off the Plantation course. We offer 20 videos designed to raise your consciousness and help you break free from the systems that that control you. Become a warrior scholar at truthfreedomhealth.com to learn how to fight, to learn how to build a bottoms-up movement. This is where you'll learn how to fight effectively and become a system scientist equipped to lead. Join our town hall every Thursday. We host a town hall and orientation at 11 a.m. Eastern and 8 p.m. Eastern. This is your chance to meet other great leaders and speak with Dr. Shiva directly. And, you know, the movement is not just limited to the United States. It's international. You know, we have cards that you can get at vashiva.com/cards that say, save yourself. You know, this is about you taking action to save yourself. You're not relying on the elites to save you. If you're in the U.S., start handing out the vote or write in Dr. Shiva cards. We're getting very close to Election Day. We want to get as many out there as in this final stretch. And if you're outside the U.S., we have cards in a multitude of different languages. You know, it's hard to think of languages that we don't have cards for right now. And you can help build a movement in your country. Thank you, everyone. Together, we'll continue to build this movement from the ground up. Thank you again for being a part of this conversation, and let's keep fighting for a better future.
Who would have ever thought I'd be running for president of the United States of America? I was born a low-caste untouchable in India's caste system, a system of aristocracy, oppression, and racism. My name is Dr. Shiva Ayyadure. I'm an MIT PhD, a Fulbright scholar, a scientist, engineer, entrepreneur, and inventor. My family and I left India to come to America on my 7th birthday. I grew up in the working-class neighborhoods of New Jersey, playing baseball, mowing lawns, painting houses, and coding software. My friends and neighbors are Blacks, Italians, Irish, people of all races. As a 14-year-old, I wrote 50,000 lines of software code to create the world's first email system and was awarded the first U.S. copyright for email, recognizing me as its official inventor at a time when copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I did that long before I ever came to MIT, revealing that big innovations can occur anytime, any place, by anybody. Growing up, I saw politicians dividing us by race and religion in both America and India to have us fighting each other while they remained safe in their gated communities and in their playgrounds of Hollywood, Martha's Vineyard, and Silicon Valley. I'm a fighter. I fought racism and exposed their imperialist wars, fought for workers and put my life on the line against global corruption. I never wanted to run for political office. All that changed when I saw working Americans as never before being duped by the establishment and the not so obvious establishment. Across left and right, we were being sold out and made to forget why we came to America and why America existed. Lawyers, academics, billionaires, celebrities and politicians, elites, Clintons, Kennedys, Bidens, Obamas, Bushes, Black and white have hijacked America. They printed trillions for their friends. They delivered crumbling infrastructure, corruption and racism. They've transferred trillions to themselves, dividing Black and white, fear-mongering and fake science. Lockdowns and censorship, dirty air, food and water, pushing drugs upon us, making us sicker. We've been sold out. One set of rules for them and another for us. We deserve a warrior with a history of courage in putting everything on the line for you, who believes in you, not them, who has created a movement bottoms up for truth, freedom, health. I've exposed their lies at the right time, never waiting until it was popular. I've exposed their false gods who exist to lead you back to them. I've exposed their fake science of lockdowns and masking and provided you solutions to fight them and win and protect your immune system, saving millions. I exposed Fauci, galvanized the Fire Fauci campaign when others remained silent. When they stole our election, we sued the government and Twitter in our historic 2020 federal lawsuit, exposing in bare view the government and big tech censorship infrastructure, the unholy alliance between government and social media companies. Where was Elon and his grifters? They stood by the sidelines and did nothing. They did not use their megaphones to help us when it could have made a big difference. Now our movement grows for truth, freedom, health, independent of all of them. Every day millions are learning the science of systems, the knowledge the elites do not want you to have, so you may learn how to think, stand up, and fight, independent of the establishment of left and right and their fake heroes. Now it's time for you to join the movement to win back America, to win back truth, win back freedom, win back your health. That's why I'm running for president of the United States. This race is about you. This race is about truth, freedom, health versus power, profit, control. We've had enough. They think we'll fall in line and vote again for their lawyers, celebrities, billionaires, and chosen ones from above. We choose our heroes from below, from the rank and file, who do what is right at the right time, not when it's convenient and popular. They can never represent us. What America needs is a movement by the working people, for the working people, who are educated, organized, decentralized, and fight for independence from their systems of control. And that movement exists. It's ready for you. We don't need them. We need us to go bottoms up, neighbor to neighbor. My journey, your journey, are all the same. It's our time. It's time we had one of us. It's time to win back truth, freedom, health, to win back America. Be part of this historic movement all the way to our victory on November 5th, 2024. If you're an American citizen, pledge your vote now for Dr. Shivaya Duray, the independent candidate for U.S. president. No matter where you live, you can be a part of this. Volunteer as little as 20 minutes a day. Don't delay. This is Dr. Shivaya Duray, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Shiva for president. We have allowed our country to be taken over from within, and the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that, and that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left-wing, right-wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together.
My goal is to train a army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up, working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You've got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is the not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is the not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you on the left and the right. The Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you, the Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're going to follow on the left wing Bernie Sanders. Oh, he said something. Or Robert Kennedy. Scumbags. Or you're going to follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not going to lead us to liberation. It's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement. And that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done. And it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up. His own quote-unquote people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhealth.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics, and I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms-up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. Now, the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhealth.com so people can sign in. They can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth, Freedom, Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there, but we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhealth.com.